Online Podcast Episode 61. Hello, good morning everyone. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is another lazy podcast. Whatever this day is, it's Wednesday, I think it is, and it'll be noisy. I'm sorry, I'm in the car. It's 9:50. Oh goodness, I'm so late. It is August 13 today, a Wednesday, and after a late start, obviously. Won't go into the detail, but I'm driving to work, and as you can hear, it's probably very noisy for you. In fact, I got up this morning and I looked at my email, and there's somebody named TR. I think it's TR or TD, I don't remember now. Oh, goodness. I think his name is Todd. He wrote me an email and said that he found me on iTunes and enjoy listening to the show because I don't rant about stuff. At least, oops, sorry, those were the holes, potholes on Missouri street, typically. So he emailed me and told me that he enjoyed the fact that I don't rant a whole lot, which I don't. I've never really realized that I don't do that. Maybe that should be my tagline: Online Podcast, the podcasts without rants, or something stupid like that. So I'm on my way to work, and I thought I will do a podcast. And I also, you know, before I go on any more, which I don't really have anything planned, but I'll just, you know, talk to you as I'm going to work. I realized that my feed, the subscription, has gone down about a third. Usually I have about 600 subscribers, and now it's gone down to over 200 plus. And I was thinking, is there anything wrong with my RSS feed? And I waited, and then it was fine, the feed that I subscribed to. And so then this morning I just realized there were three different separate feeds that was listed on iTunes, and now all three of them are, I've taken down the other two, or I don't know what happened. I know one of them actually was coming from my Libsyn account RSS feed, which I never really publish, but it's out there, so if you find it, you can still use it. Now, the reason is because I don't want to use it because I don't want to have two feeds, similar feeds, mess with. So I've taken that down from iTunes, and there is another feed that was listed under political, and I am guessing that it's probably coming from Podcast Alley, because I was listed under cultural and political, and obviously for the cultural part of it, not for the political part of it. I am a political person. The older I get, the more political I tend to become. But I just simply do not talk about it, for the fact that I'm not a United States citizen, and I don't have the right to vote. So I don't want to talk much about it yet. You will definitely be hearing from me when I become a citizen. And so that could be the reason why the subscription number was cut down in third. Or, you know, I only get one third of what I usually get, because I have removed those two feeds. So I'm not sure, and I hope if you're listening to this using the online.johnong, goodness, online.libsyn.com/RSS feed, then you will probably not get my previous post. Was that the case? I'm not sure. I just am guessing of why the number got down. Maybe just I you know, I don't care how many, and I really honestly do mean this, I don't care how many people are subscribed to my feed. I just want to make sure that the technology works, because it was doing fine for a while, and it was constantly at about 600, and now all of a sudden it's becoming only 100, 200 as of today. So if you're getting this message and you did not get the previous show, because when in my iTunes it didn't do any update when I hit the update button, it didn't actually get any of the new show, the show number 60, episode 60. And this is episode 61, obviously. If you have any issue downloading episode number 60, or if you're missing episode number 60, please go back to iTunes or any other iPod or client and download that manually from the webs from my feed. And if you are actually subscribed to, if you don't know which podcast you feed you're subscribed to, if you can find out, there's a link button in iTunes. That is, in iTunes there is a link from my iPod. Okay, I'm gonna stop for now and think. Oh goodness, my podcast feed in iTunes itself should have a picture of me. So if you're getting the feed that does not have a picture, means you are subscribing to the feed that... Oh my goodness, I'm out of gas! Oh goodness, oh my gosh. This is scary. Okay, the light is on. The unique gas light is on. And I just passed... I'm gonna turn back. I'm so gonna need gas, even though I'm extremely late. Okay, I'm gonna turn back and actually go get gas. Oh, you are in for a ride, I tell you. Oh, now the light went off. Maybe I don't have to yet, but I'm gonna... Okay, I'm gonna go get gas. So you will come with me. Goodness. Wouldn't it be fun if my car entirely ran out of gas and then you're with me and you get to listen to everything? I probably don't know what to do. I probably call Bruce. Or I call the roadside assist thing. Any gas? So going back to my RSS feed, if you get this message, if you get this podcast but not number 60, then you want to go back and resubscribe. On iTunes, there isn't really a good way for you to just manually download that particular podcast. On iPod or X, you can actually do that. And the issue that I experienced was the other day was that none of my enclosures were showing up. If I manually download an iPod or X, it actually comes down fine. So... Oh, I'm so distracted. And so I would like for you to go check out the feed to see if it's fine. On iTunes, since you cannot manually download it, what you can do is you can unsubscribe my feed and then go to podcast section and choose and type in online or John Ong. Only one feed should come up right now. You can also go onto international and then choose Chinese, and then you'll be able to find me. And then resubscribe me again, and that you should get a fresh, brand new feed that would allow you to download all the other episodes if you choose to. And And talking about international and Chinese, yesterday I found a new podcast to subscribe to. As you know, I'm always and constantly in the hunt for Asian podcasts. I like to hear it. I like to hear the language. I like to listen to the language. I like to be around the language so I don't forget it. And I'm talking about any dialect, you know, Cantonese, Hokkien, Hakka, Mandarin even. Oh goodness, I'm making all these wrong turns. Oh, there's a KC Cat Clinic around here. Oh, I've never taken the street before. How interesting. So I'm going to get gas because without paying much attention this morning, driving halfway to work, I realized the gas light lit up and I want to go get gas before it goes completely out. Okay, and I'm going to make a left turn now if there's a street here. So I go to this one gas station because it's always the cheapest. That's why I'm trying to find a way to go to the gas station. Even though I have to turn back, I'm still going to the same gas station. And if you know of any Asian podcasters out there, or any podcast that you discovered, because you're also in the hunt of good Asian podcasts like me, please let me know. Because I listen to Pigazine, like I told you the other day on my show number 60, I think. I listen to Pigazine. If you listen to Pigazine also, you will probably know that she always talked about Hong Kong podcasters. And, you know, she's from Hong Kong, but she's right now currently in Canada. So if you're listening to her also, you'll find out that she was introducing a few new Asian podcasters from Hong Kong, which is exactly what I want. Is this what I want? Is this Holmes? Oh yeah, this is what I want. Okay, here's the gas station. I took a small, tiny little detour, and I completely felt lost, even though I'm not. Okay, here I am, and I'll take you with me. How about that? Am I recording? Oh goodness, there's like another thing. Oh, yes, I am. My credit card. That's a radio. There's a speaker out here that has a there's a speaker out here on the building, the gas station. So I'm filling up. Very noisy, I'm sorry. Oh, don't listen. The music is non-RIAA friendly, so don't listen, okay. And I have no control since it's over on the speaker, radio through the speaker, so I'm just pumping gas. Oh, don't listen to the music, okay? Blah, 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 blah. Don't listen to the music. Okay. And listen to, this is, that's a drag queen named Wanda. She's got a popular radio show. Her name is Wanda Wisdom. Wanda Wisdom, she's the biggest lucky bitch. I know a drag queen named Wanda. Oh, she's got a popular radio show. It's Lucky Bitch with Wanda Wisdom. It's Lucky Bitch Radio. Okay, so you didn't hear the music because you heard the Lucky Bitch Radio theme song. So apparently I heard that everyone is listening or humming, or not everyone obviously, but lots of people are humming the tune of Wanda Wisdom's theme song, and which I wrote for her just out of, you know, I don't know, I enjoy her show, and so she was asking to see if anybody wants to write a theme song for her. So I did, and that sort of became popular. Everybody enjoyed the tunes. It's very catchy, and so I was told, and I'm glad. And there is actually another guy, the name slips me right now, but a real musician actually was talking about, he actually rearranged those songs and asked me to send him the audio track. So I did, and he actually rearranged everything. I still need to give him a couple, two more audio tracks at a different, tempo. But anyway, you don't want to know that. But if you haven't listened to Lucky Bitch Radio, go check it out. It's probably the most subscribed on iTunes show, most popular show among all the queer casters. And queer casters meaning gay podcasters. You can also find out about that going to qpodder.org. That's letter Q, PODDER.org, to find out more about queercasters. Oh, there's a damn car parked there. So I'm gonna have to. Oh, goodness. So Q-Pod. I'm so distracted. I'm driving, so don't expect much, okay? Oh, there's a... Sorry. Okay, now, just right after a person told me about how I don't rant, you hear this me cussing at people parking... Well, they park where they're not supposed to. Oh, goodness. I don't really know what I was gonna tell you. It's just, you know, going to work with me, and you get to go to the gas station with me today. There's lots of houses for sale, I realize, everywhere, which is probably not a good sign, is it? Or is it a good sign that everybody's moving to a nicer, bigger house, and that's why they're selling the houses. Actually, the houses to the north and to the south of us are being, I know they're planning on selling, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of neighbors we're gonna get, because we really do enjoy the current neighbors that we're having. And everybody's doing their roof also. I guess it's summer, that's why. See people fixing their roof all the time. I mean, lots of people. Sale pending on another house. My goodness. You know, I wonder if there is a podcast for realtors. Wouldn't that be good though? Like, you can subscribe to, if let's say if I'm a realtor, and if you listen to this, just, you know, send me a donation if you make a lot of money you're doing this. There is a donation button on my website on the right hand side of the sidebar that you can click and give me a donation. And PayPal or Amazon. If you don't have a PayPal account, you can use the Amazon. But anyway, let's go back to the realtor idea. So if you make a lot of money, send me a donation. This is the idea. If you are a realtor, you might consider, and if you have a specific zone or area that you want to that you're in charge of, let's say if you are in the Kansas City area and you want to, oh, what is this card? Is he drunk? He looks drunk. There's this car in front of me and he's like cutting into my lane. And I think he just woke up. Goodness, now he's slowing down. Is he drunk? He looks drunk. Oh my goodness. Pretty scary. So, going back to my very distractedly, I will tell you what the realtor idea using a podcast is. If you want to, you can, if I say if you're in charge of the podcasts, yeah, he does look drunk. If you're in charge of podcasts, and I passed him so I can talk more carefully now, or talk more freely. If you're a realtor, and you want, if you want to do a podcast to help your sale in real estate, you can zone it in areas that say, okay, this is Midtown, Kansas City, and or even smaller than that. And then you list yourself as, you know, are all separate feeds that people can subscribe to. If they are looking for houses, you can just subscribe to the feed and actually have, you know, audio commentary or read about the description about houses and all that, including pictures, and create an enhanced podcast. Or even if you just, if it's just an MP3, you can also refer somebody to go over to like a Flickr account or something, or your website, to look at that specific house. But enhanced podcast would be great because they can see the house right away with all this picture, and you can even do a tour, an audio tour in the house, and go into the house and talk about this room and then show the picture and all that information. Wouldn't that be exciting? Wouldn't that be great though? So if you are a realtor and you get this idea from online podcast, please consider sending a few dollars, because I'm not a realtor, and I won't be becoming a realtor because of the fact that I know that enhanced podcasts or just mere old podcasts is probably going to help your real estate sale. How exciting and how scattered the show is. So I have a few shows planned that I've been procrastinating about a long time now, but more, you know, focused show. But of course, you know, you will, every once in a while you hear a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a mixture of this, a mixture of that. My show is constantly changing format. Other than the intro and the outro, everything else really has not really, doesn't really have a format. In fact, before Archer Radio mentioned, and I'm going to try to put all the links that I mention on my show, on my show notes. You can actually, if you're listening to this on iTunes, you can actually look at the show notes in using your iTunes. If you click on that little iInfo, you can actually see it. The show notes being posted inside your iTunes software also. Or if you're listening to this on an iPod, you can actually click the select button in the middle. It will turn to the artwork, right? Or where you can skip to a different spot within that track, and then another time you can see the artwork, and another time clicking on the select button, you can actually see the show notes on your iPod as well. So that's another good feature if you just want to see, oh, how do you spell somebody's website or somebody's name, you can actually find out from there. And obviously you can also click on the website link, then go straight to onlinepodcast.com and actually find a link there as well. So by doing that, you will be able to help, well, I can actually help my listeners who are interested in, let's say I mentioned Lucky Bitch Radio, so I'll be putting a link there if I remember, and I mentioned Archer Radio, which I haven't talked about what I was going to talk about regarding Archer Radio. I just went on this tangent, and another tangent, and Archer was talking about all these podcasters talking about them having ADD, and of course my ADD is like Mr. Puss's ADD, right? Pussy Toot. It's a self-diagnosed ADD, because I go off this all this various tangents. So that's why, you know, to some people it's kind of annoying. Now I forgot what I was gonna say, so I'll go off to another tangent. Oh, Archer Radio. So I was talking to, no, I don't remember what the first Archer Radio reference was now. No, I really don't remember. I don't remember. Anyway, and I'm in front of this park, driving past this park it's a location where people usually bring their dogs, and they have whatever that class called, the obedient something class for the doggies. And it's over here in this park area. No dogs yet this morning. Usually it's in the afternoon that they have that. And I hope my audio quality doesn't suck too much. I'll probably post this in mono, since it's not crucial that you hear. Or maybe I will do stereo. Will depend on how big the size of the file is. Like right now is oh my goodness, it's 30 minutes. It usually takes me 15-20 minutes to get to work. Oh, I went to the gas station. So I should end the show, because otherwise it will get on to 30 minutes and then I have to edit the show, and I'm too lazy to edit the show, and I'm sounding like Mr. Poos. One long breath of, I don't care, and I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that because I'm lazy. Well, that's me too. If you're listening to this, Mr. Poos, yes, I'm too lazy to edit. I'm not going to edit. I'm just going to post it as it is. You can always skip ahead. You can always skip this entire show also. You have the right to do that, and that's the beauty of podcasting. I talked to you about the new Cantonese podcasters. I didn't tell you. Oh, mother. Why is everyone so dumb today? You know, this is so weird. The whole street, all these people are driving without thinking with their butt. Not without thinking with their butt, but thinking with their butt. And I just received a very nice comment saying that I don't rant and I don't complain about things. And now all these stupid people driving on the street, and then now I'm ranting. Oh, well. These people. Anyway, I should end the show. Okay, and now I will, even if you are driving amongst dumbass, don't forget to smile. And I'll see you, I'll talk to you another time on my next show, probably Friday, okay? Take care, all. Bye.